Hey everyone, and welcome to the Turbulence Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Janae, and today we get to hear from a guest who not only dated abroad, but found her soulmate. We get to hear her story from start to finish on finding love abroad and maintaining a happy, healthy relationship after moving him to the States. And she had a whole beautiful baby. This is Turbulence. Hey, Jasmine, how are you?
Hey, girl. Hey, everybody.
I'm super excited to have you on the show to talk about your love and your marriage and your beautiful baby. So let's go ahead and dive right into this, okay? So what is it that you do? What do you do?
Well, right now I'm an executive assistant at a mental health facility. When I met my husband, I was a nanny slash graphic designer slash whatever else you can think of. So woman, I'm originally from I'm originally from New Jersey, so I actually moved to North Carolina like as soon as he was kind of making his transition here. So I just wanted to move to like a slower pace, like, you know, just do the whole family thing. So now I'm now in North Carolina. Ever since I met my husband, I've been very public about it. Like, literally, the night I met him, I was probably posting on Facebook and stuff like that. So we did actually start a YouTube. I thought it was just such an interesting situation. And I was like, I have to document this, because if, like, this goes somewhere, this is going to be some serious, like, good footage. So we have a YouTube channel.
For those who are listening, me and Jasmine have never met each other. Right. I grabbed her right off of Facebook. What I did was I posted a picture of this handsome man in this Facebook group called, I believe it was Road to 100 Countries. I think it was that Facebook group. Yep. And I basically just posed the question, have you ever dated abroad? And the comments got lit. Right. It got pretty intense with all of the women exactly. who have dated abroad. But you specifically, uh-huh. your story came out to me. Because not only did you date him abroad, but you decided to marry him. Is that what you expected yes. to happen on your trip?
Hell to the no. I was definitely not looking for love, and I wasn't expecting a love situation to come out of this. Honestly, it was like the first time I ever kind of just went off with a guy that like I met in a freaking another country. And so actually the night I met him, I was like scared, but luckily he didn't kill me. And it just turned out to be, I just kind of went with the flow with everything, and everything felt good. And it's a challenge, but it felt good. And I just kind of went with the flow, and now we're here right now.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's dive right in. So yes. where were you when you met him? Like, what country was this?
So I decided to go on a nice little birthday trip with one of my girlfriends to the Cayman Islands. And at the time, I felt like it was about 3 years ago. It was just a random place that kind of just popped up in my head. I had went there one time on a cruise when I was younger. And I was like, you know what? I don't remember that. So I need to go revisit this country and actually like see what it's about. I found like a really cheap plane ticket, and I was like, you know what, let's just go. So I ended up meeting my husband. He's a chef. So he was working at one of the local restaurants that we went to go eat at. And
oh my
he kind of,
that is so cute. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we went into the restaurant, we sat down, and the way the restaurant is set up, the kitchen is like an open kitchen, so you can kind of see in, and he can see the dining area. And so he kind of kept looking at me, and I'm just like, okay, this guy's kind of staring at me. I feel like he wants to say something. And so he came up to me and just kind of started some conversation, and we're like, okay, we want to do something tonight. Like, what's happening around here? He's like, oh, I can take you guys around if you want to do something. He was a perfect gentleman. I really wasn't interested in him at that point. I was like, he's okay.
Right, I'm just gonna let him kind of show me around.
Yeah, exactly. So he was really nice. We exchanged like numbers and WhatsApp information. And We kept in contact. That night, he did take us to a party. Island guys have this charm. Like, I don't, if you guys have ever been to an island and met a nice guy, you know they have this charm about them that's just like sweet and laid back, and they're like gentlemen for the most part. So,
is he from the Cayman Islands?
He's actually Jamaican. He's from Jamaica. He was born and raised in Jamaica. Yeah.
You got a Jamaican girl.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is what I'm picturing. I'm picturing you at this restaurant. I'm picturing him giving you the eyes, right? And you're like, all right, somebody to show me around. And then you went out to this party with him, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what happened at the party?
Actually, well, we went out, me and my friend who was with me, my girlfriend, we went to like this little bar basically, and he met us there. She started to feel kind of sick. She wanted to go back to the hotel, but I'm like, you know what? It's like my birthday weekend. I'm not going back to the hotel. I'm just going to stay with him. You can go back to the hotel and I'll just like kind of text you as the night goes on. So being him with exactly. So he took me to like another party. He was a gentleman the whole time. Everything was good. The night went on and, you know, things started to get a little physical. He kind of like asked me when the party was over. It was like 3 a.m. Like, are you ready to go back? And I'm like, no, I'm having a good time. Let's go back to your house. Yeah. So this is like super risky. But I'm like, you know what? I feel like I want to do this. So
it was your birthday. You know, he had that island vibe. He was giving you them Jamaican eyes.
Oh my God.
That's exactly. Beautiful. Oh my goodness. So how long were you able to like chat with him and talk with him before you had to leave?
It was like probably one more full day. Like, so basically we spent like 2 days together, and then the third day was like the day I was leaving. So he made sure to see me that next night after he dropped me off the next morning. And then after he got off work, he came and picked me up again, and we went on like a date, and we spent like the rest of the day together. And then like, of course, once I got back home, like not one day passed that he didn't message me or call me. So it kind of took off from there.
That's what I'm talking about. Consistency. That is important. Exactly. That is extremely important to us women. Like, we need to know that you're in it. Like, if you're in it, you got to be in it. And we need to know.
Exactly.
So that's beautiful. So you guys maintained contact via WhatsApp?
Yes, we did. Okay. So that was one of the main things that I really, really liked about him. The consistency. Because guys over here are just like, they're there 1 minute, they're not the next. But this guy was like not trying to let me go. So I ended up planning another trip to go see him. And I was like thinking maybe a couple months. I ended up going back like the next month.
Oh, so, he must have showed you a little something. You were like, I'm going back.
Oh my God.
With the quickness. So let's talk about this long distance. Like, so within that month, it was mostly like just WhatsApp. Were you able to like video chat him? Were there any like struggles or difficulties like keeping in contact with him?
For the most part, we it was mainly WhatsApp. Because island people like tend to just not have the good phone service like we do, or the monthly plans like we do. They kind of just buy data as they go or work off Wi-Fi. So I feel like that's one of the biggest challenges. Is like a lot of times when he wasn't home or near Wi-Fi, it's hard to reach him. So that is probably one of the biggest things. But he always tried to make sure he let me know like where he was gonna be, how long he would be there. And he was pretty good about picking up his phone and stuff like that. So it wasn't that bad. We did video chat. Yeah.
He was Jamaican, but he was living in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah. He was living there for about 2 years prior to me visiting.
So when you visited him, you went back to the Cayman Islands or you went to Jamaica?
Yeah. He was still in the Cayman Islands. So for our whole relationship, he was in the Cayman Islands.
Got it. Okay. So mm-hmm. when you went back, okay, after that mm-hmm. 1 month and you were like, it's been too long. I'm coming back. How was that experience? Because you weren't with your friend anymore, right?
No, she actually did come back with me. No, that time she didn't. She came back with me the second time. Okay. So the first time I went back, that was 1 month prior to us meeting. 1 month after us meeting, I went by myself. So I was super nervous. I'd never been anywhere by myself. And I was staying in his house. So I didn't get a hotel. Like, I stayed in his house. I think it was like 5 days. So, yeah, I stayed in his house. I was by myself. I was nervous. It felt like I was kind of meeting him all over again. But I had, like, the butterflies. And I felt positive about it. I wasn't really scared that something would happen to me. I was just, I don't know. It was more like excitement and nervousness of, I don't know what's going to happen.
And there was also, he must have given you a sense of like comfort and like safety, because a lot of the times when women do go out of the country and they do end up meeting someone, mm-hmm. like that's something you always have to be on the lookout for, is like your safety. And so yes. I always tell people, like, if you are going to be dating abroad, like, make sure that somebody knows where you are at all times, you know, make
exactly.
sure that you know what's going on, that you're keeping your eyes open. And so I love that you just felt safe mm-hmm. around him. So what were some of the things you did when you came back for that first time?
We basically just dated the whole time. Like, every day he took me somewhere. He didn't let me spend like any money. So basically he paid for like, I didn't even want him to pay for everything, because then I would feel like super pressured, but he did pay for my half of my flight. So like any food and everything, that was on him. I felt like he was like the perfect gentleman the whole time. So he just showed me around. We did a lot of activities and just kind of got to know each other a little bit better.
Okay. So from the first time that you went back to visit him to the time that he proposed mm-hmm. to you, how long was that? Was it like a year that you were talking with him?
Yeah, it was about a year. It was about a year. Maybe a year and some change.
And how often do you think you went back and forth?
The first year, I didn't go back that much. What had happened the first year was I was super into detective mode. And we both were dating someone before we actually started dating. And I told him, like, if we're going to take this serious, we both have to stop dating these other people. And I feel like he took a little bit longer to let go who he was dating. So that kind of gave me like a red flag, and it made me feel some type of way a little bit. So at one point I kind of fell back a little bit, and I'm like, you need to show me something, because I'm sacrificing so much stuff, and people will, they'll really... If you're dating abroad, that's something you need to kind of look out for, which is red flags of, you know, if they have any other women that they're dealing with. Because one thing about Jamaican men, like, once I told people I was dating a Jamaican man, it was like, everybody was like, no. So they have bad stigma.
What is that? What is the stigma that they say about Jamaican men?
Terrible. They just say Jamaican men are kind of... I want to say, like, the player's hype, and it's always, oh, they want to marry you for a green card. So it's like, I really had to be like, I need to know you're serious. Like, this is not just a front.
Well, I'm over here taking notes.
I was digging.
I'm over here taking notes because I just met this guy. He's from the States, but his family is from mm-hmm. Jamaica. And so I'm already mm-hmm. kind of giving him the side eye. Like, I'm like, I'm like, you got a couple red flags here, but you cute, though. You cute, I'll give you that. Okay, yes. So you said mm-hmm. that you were talking to him for about a year, and you had to have that conversation mm-hmm. on, like, this is starting to get, like, real. So I'm going to need you to, you know, make some changes for me. And he made those changes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, he made those changes. And a year later, he proposed.
Oh my God, where?
Well, it was on my birthday. So, it was probably about exactly. Yeah. It was on my birthday. I went down there to spend my birthday with him. And he took me to this restaurant. And I guess prior to us getting there, he kind of had something set up where they were like singing happy birthday, like over the intercom. It was like a pre-recorded song and it had my name in it. And also like he had the chef write something on a plate, like happy birthday. And then he kind of proposed to me after they brought that plate out with like little sparkles and all of that stuff. So
that's beautiful. That's like a lot of women's dream. You know, like a lot of women are like, oh, yeah, like I want to go off to this far off place and meet the man of my dreams. But it actually happened for you. Like, how do you feel about that?
I love it. I love it. I love telling my story. I felt like the whole situation was, it was so beautiful. Like, I really think I'm super lucky to have gone through this situation with him.
So does he currently live in the States with you now?
Yes, he does. And another thing I just want to bring up to anyone who's even considering this, if your man is living abroad, to get them here is like, oh my God, it's like pulling teeth. The government is so strict. That process is so, so, so long. So I just want to make people aware of that. It's another thing that a lot of people, I don't think they'd be willing to go through. You have to really, really love somebody in order to do everything that it takes to get them here. And I think that they purposely make it hard for people to, you know, kind of deter you from being with the person that you love. So that process alone took like a year. From the time I got proposed to, we got married a year later, and then probably the whole process took about a year altogether from like start to him actually getting here. It took about a year almost.
How long has he been living in the States so far?
So he's approaching his 1 year anniversary of being here. He came last year in February.
How does he feel about it? How does he truly feel about being in the States right now?
It is so hard for him. I feel like this has been the roughest year of me just knowing him. Like, it's been so many times where we both were like, I don't even want to do this anymore, because we've just been back and forth. I feel like he misses home a lot. I'm trying to make it super comfortable for him. Like, North Carolina doesn't have a large Caribbean population, but we have found like a Jamaican restaurant here or little Caribbean gathering there. So I'm trying to like get him involved in stuff like that so he can at least, you know, hang out with people that are like him. And he's super sociable. I'm more of a homebody, so that's another thing. And when he moved here, I was pregnant, so it was a new me. He's used to seeing, you know, the vacation me. He's not used to seeing the working me. So it's like, that's one of the hardest things. When you're going to visit your love or they're visiting you, they're seeing this other side of you. And then when they come to actually live with you, it's like, okay, this is, you're getting everything. You're not getting that fun party, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one of the hardest things.
Do you notice any like,
so it's been rough.
Do you notice any like cultural differences between you two, like when it comes to relationships?
There definitely is a lot of cultural differences. That's another huge thing. I'm really lenient. He's more stuck in his ways. Jamaican men are very stubborn and they want to do things their way. I know some of them tend to be aggressive. Mine isn't so much, but he's very stubborn. He's very stuck in his ways. He wants to do things his way. And a lot of things is like based off of him being Jamaican. So everything is about Jamaica. He compares America to Jamaica a lot. He wants to just eat Jamaican food all the time. And it's like, I'm opening him up to like different things. He's open to it a little bit, but then it's like he kind of runs back to that shell. And I feel like Jamaica is a comfort for him. Mm. But I'm just like trying to get him to see that, you know, there's more to the world than just your little tiny Jamaica.
Yeah, because that makes me really think, like, if I were to marry a man from, I don't know, let's just say Jamaica. Okay, let's say I were to marry a Jamaican man. Yes. And I had to move to Jamaica. Like, I can't imagine like how different and how hard it would be for me having to, you know, get used to a whole different environment. So I applaud you two for making it work out of love. Like, that's super dope. And then a baby came out of all of this.
Oh, God. Yes.
How old is the baby? Yes.
That is something he wanted. The baby is 7 months old now. So we were fighting against the clock, like him coming here versus me giving birth. I'm like, I just hope you get here in time. It was like a whole ordeal. But I mean, when he ended up coming, like maybe with 4 months to spare. So it all worked out in the end. And that was his idea to give me a baby so freaking soon. Ooh. But I mean, I'm happy.
Yeah,
you long as I had a ring on my finger.
Yes, you look happy. Like when I look at your pictures, like you just look like you're in a very good place. And I love that. Mm-hmm. That's all we have time for, Jasmine. Thank you so much for chatting with me. If you could just say one more time where our listeners can follow your love story on YouTube, just one more time for them.
Okay, if you guys want to check us out, you can find me at type in J and Bae, that's B-A-E, J-A-I, and B-A-E, or youtube.com/Jay's Days, that's J-A-I-S-D-A-Y-S.
Okay, one more question. Okay, so do you have any advice for women who have met someone, right, and they are in love and they just don't really know what to do next? What advice do you have for that woman?
I would say if you've met someone abroad and you're starting to fall in love with them, take your time. There's really no rush. Really get to know that person, the ins and outs. I know it's hard, but it's something you have to really dedicate yourself to. You're going to have to take off work if you don't have a lot of days off. You're going to have to, like, make time for them every single day on the phone. You guys have to both be super duper dedicated to just getting to know each other, because that's like the biggest thing. You think you know somebody, but they're always changing. And being long distance is one of like the hardest things to go through with somebody. But if you can do distance, when you guys get together, you'll be unstoppable.
Wow. Thank you so much, Jasmine. You enjoy the rest of your day, all right?
You too. Thank you for having me.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.